sing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. Left my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me sin by faith on Him. I want to live above the world, though Satan starts and me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. On higher ground, ready. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. You may be seated. Yeah! Woo! Praise the Lord.
Now that's the way to start some church. Hello. Hello. I'm loud today. Well, when I'm not loud. Well, welcome to Living Well Online and here in the house of God.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! That house of God is going to be moving right across the street. And we have some work days available for you to be a blessing, to be a blessing. So, work days, I'm sorry, I do have to read this off the paper. This is fresh off the box, fresh off the teleprompter. Work days, 6 to 9 p.m. on Monday at the new building across the street. Yeah, yeah. If you need MapQuest, we'll help you. We'll go out and point. Monday at the new building, tearing down a wall. So, we're going to shout like, go around the building 7 times and shout, and then yep. The walls of Jericho are going to fall down. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be super easy. And then they're going to cover the basement steps. What are we going to cover them with? Oh, good. Okay, so that's promising. And then at Living Well, there'll be cleanup over here. Please no teens or youth at the new building, but if you are old enough to handle yourself and you can come over here and help, right, at the old building. So please see our lovely Dan and Shelly back there. And Shelly's phone number, you ready? Anybody need it?
Yes.
440-1249. Please call between the hours of 9 a.m. and 8:59 a.m. So it's 24/7. Anyways, you don't mind, right? You turn your ringer off at night. Okay. And then Thursday, also sometime, they're going to be meeting. Same time. I need glasses. I read that. Thank you to all who bring in baked goods and for Friendship Cafe. We appreciate it so much. There are dishes in the kitchen. Please stop by and pick them up if you're missing one. Anybody got lasagna pans back there? Okay. So 9:30 a.m. on Sundays, we have small group, and we are finishing up a series right now. But just so everybody knows online, or if you're new here, we have groups available for adults and teens and all ages. We have trusted workers in our nursery that are available for the babies and the toddlers. So we've got a great program back there. And our dear friend Ella, wave your hand. She's got some books out. If you're feeling guilty, could you dig through them and bring them back to her? She's got some mission books, is that what they're called? Yeah, and she'd like others to read them. So, yes, Tina?
You said PM
or AM? Oh, it's 6 p.m. Yeah, but you can call her 24/7.
Thanks a lot, right?
She's not happy with me right now. I'm going to look this way. So, Ella's going to be collecting also her alabaster boxes. If you want to dig up some change from your car, have your kids go around your house, or like if you're like me, I have some old purses in my closet I'm going to make Carter go through later and fill them up. Maybe your dad's bureau drawer, maybe he lives in another town, but make a visit over there and get that change and bring it in next week. As part of the service? Oh, so bring it in. Awesome. There's a special thing happening next week. That's awesome. Our new moving date is May 8th. So that's our
first Sunday.
First
there.
Sunday over there is May 8th. So bring your May baskets here to me May 1st, okay? That's a joke. Don't bring me. Okay. Did everybody do that as kids? Okay, so right after church today, Cheryl, raise your hand. Thank you. If you don't know Cheryl, please do. For a few minutes, we will have a meeting to discuss the, is it 3 to 7-year-old?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten through 6th grade?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so confused. Okay, kindergarten through 6th grade is having a class during service and during small groups, and she's, with the help of Bree's lesson planning, is leading up a wonderful group effort back there. If you're interested in helping teach, Jeff, I know maybe you want to help teach back there. Maybe Rod, I don't know. Anyways, Jason, we could use the help. There'll always be another person back there, but we could use help. So stick around after church and we'll put you to work and she'll tell you what's going on because she's going to need the help, believe me. And then I want you to just say hello to someone and please stand with us in worship if you're able.
Thank you, Lisa. Let's give her a hand. Appreciate your work. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. Let's stand together and sing. A mighty fortress is our God.
A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never fails. Our helper may amid the storm. Sweet.
and armed with cruelty. On earth is not his deed.
Talk about this morning, the children of Israel
being provided and God making provision for them all through the wilderness journey. They were thirsty. They were in a desert. Big problem. God told Noah to touch the rock, and water came from a rock. Enough to quench the thirst of a thirsty nation. Our lives can feel like we are in the desert sometimes, amen? And that next provision, it's not in sight. The money that we need to pay that bill is not there. The emotional strength that we need to work with that relationship just isn't there. But let's remember that just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not on the way. Amen? And God has a plan to bring us through the desert, to bring us through the hard times. And He will be faithful. Amen. Let's sing that chorus again together. All the way my Savior leads me.
All the way my Savior leads me. Oh, the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised.
Chorus, Brad.
In my Father's house above, oh, when my spirit clothed in mortal wings that fly to realms of day, this my song. Jesus led me all the way, and all the way my Savior leads me. Oh, the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed in mortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
This my song through endless ages.
This my song through endless ages. Jesus led me all the way.
Amen. You may be seated.
Now in this life, there's going to be trouble. Well, we've had a week.
That's right.
A lot can happen in 7 days, as we know, coming in from last Sunday. But Jesus did promise to leave His peace. Amen.
Amen.
And that's His peace. That's not anybody
Amen.
Else's.
Praise
it's His
God.
Own personal peace. Not bad. That's His own personal peace. Now, we make mistakes. We're only human, not trying to make excuses. We make mistakes. And people can get to talking when mistakes are made. People can even make false allegations. It doesn't even have to be true. You can make enough mistakes all by yourself, and they can still say things that aren't true. But the truth is, when you're following Christ, you will be exalted.
Amen.
Absolutely. You'll be exonerated.
Right.
You'll be clean and free. And as a song here coming up says, you're going to be set free. You're going to be made new. Who the Son sets free, you are free indeed. Amen. So this song is about that, being I am new. I am made. Yes, I am made.
Thank you. way that I do. He doesn't see me the way that I do. I am not who I was. I'm being remade. I am new. I am chosen and holy, and I'm dearly loved. I am new. I am new. I am not who I was. I'm being remade. I am new. Death to the old man. I'm coming.
Aren't you thankful for His grace? Yes. You know, the children of Israel, as they're walking out through the desert, they turned to Moses and said, "What in the world have you done?" And a bunch of them got together and said, let's get a different leader and go back. They had in mind that they used to sit around pots of meat and talk about things, family. They remember, at least they were fed in Egypt, and they knew that they were going to be fed. But Moses had heard from God, and he shared a vision of going to this place called the Promised Land, a place that God had promised. So as they started, last week we talked about, started out into the desert, Pharaoh said, "Just get out of here." And so they did. They gathered everything they had, which wasn't much, and they got down and bottlenecked right down alongside, right beside the Red Sea, bottlenecked right in between mountains. And they looked at Moses and said, "So here we are. Shall we turn around? There's obviously a barrier here." And about that time, they heard something. It was the chariots and horses' feet of Pharaoh's army. Crisis. And they looked at Moses and said, "What have you done? Brought us all the way out here to die in the wilderness? To be slaughtered by Pharaoh's army?" And Moses looked up into heaven and cried for deliverance. And he raised his staff and he raised his hand. And you know the story. The sea parted. I don't know where you are this morning, but I know that God will make a way for you. Amen? Woo! It doesn't matter how big and bad the barrier, He will make a way through it. Amen? Amen. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Why don't we stand together and just have in your mind that thing that has got you all bundled up in nerves and wondering how in the world you're going to get through it. You got it? Huh? All right. Let's affirm this morning that God's going to get us through it. Amen? Let's sing it. Here we go. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Let me read this bridge to you. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. Rivers in the desert I will see. Heaven and earth will fade, but His word will still remain, and He will do something new today. You know, the children of Israel, every day they had to go out and gather the manna. And some of them were like, can't we just gather enough for the week? It wasn't God's plan. Amen? If you're like me, at our household, it all comes in a little at a time. It comes in just enough to get by. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. There's no roads in the wilderness. Well, there is if we're following God. Rivers in the desert, ha! There is in God's plan. Heaven and earth will fade, but His word will still remain. You see, He's bringing His children through to the promised land. Amen? And He will do it new today. He will do something new today. Let's sing that chorus again. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength, with love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. You lead us, Bill, in prayer this morning.
My beloved, if we could bow our heads and approach the throne room of our Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this ability to approach You in Your throne room. And it is so holy there. You're so mighty. Because of what You've done through Your Son, Jesus Christ, we have this privilege of stepping right before You now without having to go through anyone else, because Christ has done that for us. So we thank You. Please lead us today as we get ready to listen to John, as He leads us in more corporate worship. Help us as individuals to be open to what we need to be open to hear what we need to hear. And application, Holy Father, application.
Yes,
please help
amen.
Us to apply it. Because a lot of times we can know the talk, but we don't do the walk. So please help us, oh Father. Thank You for what You're doing in this church, in this congregation. You could do more with one person on fire than You can with a whole group of lukewarm people. So thank You for the fire You're giving each one of us. Bless us as we do this move coming up, oh Father, in a few weeks. And And Lord, we ask you that you bless the church in general, Church of the Nazarene, all the different denominations. Please, Jesus, you are the head of the church. Please bless us all as we continue to follow you through persecution and trials. And bless our country's leaders, Lord. I want to include them in there.
Yes.
They have a lot of things going on in the world, Lord. Satan is at work, a lot of evil. So please help your church and our leaders of our country and leaders in the world, Lord. Help them to have hearts that bend to your will and follow you. Please bless this offering as it is received. This represents some toil. You've cursed the ground. We have to work by the sweat of our brow to make that money that we pay bills with and put food in our bellies with. You are the provider. You provide the jobs, but we're bringing back to you now these love offerings that we're going to give you. So please bless the offering, multiply it, help us to follow your will as we apply it. And we say all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated, ushers. If you would come and wait on us to receive our morning tithes and offerings. Thank you so much.
To the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear. Come and cleanse me, come forgive me. Lord, I need to meet you there. In these waters, healing mercy flows with freedom from despair. I am going to that river, Lord, I need to meet you there. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand. Calling, he is waiting.
Jesus longs to meet you there. Precious Jesus, I am ready to surrender every care. Take my hand now, lead me closer. Lord, I need.